Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, Vegas Scores and Odds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of Vegas Scores and Odds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresandOdds.com.
The following program is intended only for mature audiences.
Tonight on Blitzed, it's cold and flu season, and we're playing hurt tonight. Plus, the Bears look flat coming out of the bye week, but is it all on Trubisky? We have a different theory. All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitz, woo! Where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. Week 7 saw some great performances from Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. You like that?
Jesus.
You like that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, plus a perfect one by Aaron Rodgers.
Never heard of him.
The first perfect quarterback rating in Packers history.
Ever. Seems crazy.
No, not ever.
Ever.
Not ever.
Just
seems
for ever. Anybody. Yeah.
Just the fourth this year, but the first in Packers history.
You'd think the Packers would have had a quarterback that was any good in the last 20 years.
You'd think, right?
I know. Shocking.
Greatest of all time.
Shocking stat.
Greatest of all
shocking
time.
Shocking stat.
But how will these teams finish? We'll give you one stat to watch out for that determines whether or not your team's going deep into the playoffs or talking draft in January.
Oh, you don't want that. Ouch.
Yeah, we'll also like
go Broncos.
Like my Broncos. Shut the fuck
up. Get out.
We'll also talk about an NFL fashion style that's negatively affecting team performance.
Oh.
And we'll reveal the biggest conspiracy you don't know about that NFL owners and players are all in on.
No one knows our conspiracies.
No.
Right?
That's what makes them so compelling.
Exactly. Right.
Stay tuned, right?
Stay tuned.
Stay right tuned.
After the break. Lots to cover tonight. So let's meet these two guys that can't help but interrupt me all the time.
Don't what? Change that dial.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of my thing. So many things to talk about, but as our barkeep predicted, it was the Cowboys who stole the show on Sunday night by stomping on the pathetic Eagles. Sorry, Adam. And reasserted themselves in a weak-ass NFC East. So tonight, we're drinking the Dallas Cowboys Midnight Here. Cowboy Cocktail.
Logo's out.
Which has Basil Hayden's bourbon, some dark rum, and some heavy cream, which scares the shit out of us. So let's give this a shot, and let's,
Is this milk overdue?
Looks like a drink coming up, not going down. Look at it. It's gross.
Kind of tastes like it, too.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
That's not his best.
No.
No.
Not his best.
This, I don't know that I would order this one.
I think he's just fucking with us, may not finish this drink.
I think you threw darts at a fucking dartboard.
Yeah. What did we do to you, Barkeep? What did we do to you?
We involved you. We put your articles up. We gave you a voice.
We gave you a voice. Why do you hate us?
Yeah.
This is awful.
You know what
I like it. I think it's great.
Oh, you're full of shit.
What he's doing is he's giving us like worse and worse shit to drink because he just wants to figure out what will they drink.
He's experimenting. He's
That's exactly what he's doing this time.
This is a social experiment.
Now, is motor oil? Can we put motor oil in
what?
This next
I have this
one?
Really cool methanol hobby where I just basically tell these three idiots what to drink on a weekly basis and then watch over webcam. It's amazing. It's the best hobby ever.
He's like Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
Just punking Dwight the whole time.
I love it.
First down.
Okay.
Sit down.
I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah, I know. Of course you are. Of course you are. Thanks, Rook. Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay.
Okay.
Not good. The return
correct.
Of Mitch. And ugh. Not good. Even though at the end of the day, his numbers weren't terrible. 34-54 for yep.
he really
250
wasn't, he
yards
wasn't
and
he
two
threw
touchdowns.
The ball 54 times.
I know. Exactly. And the reason why is because they can't run the ball
run the
for
ball.
Shit.
Saying it since week one, man.
Unbelievable.
They don't have a guy.
I think everybody can shit on Trubisky as much as they want. Yep. Just as they, you know, got on Daniel for making some crucial errors when he was subbing in for him. But this, to me, just reeks of the fact that they don't have an O-line they can trust in Chicago.
Nor a runner that can make it happen without a good O-line. Like it's just that style of football, they just don't have it. They really just don't have it. And it's worrisome because the problem is they're running out there and Trubisky can't overcome that, right? He's not that good.
No.
He's serviceable, and you're absolutely right. This isn't on Trubisky. This isn't him going, he can't win a game. But he's also not the Aaron Rodgers of the world.
No, you know? He shouldn't be throwing the ball 54 times.
That's not who
they
he
had
be throwing the ball 20 times
yards
a game.
Rushing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The entire game.
And Nagy That's said it. Nagy awful. Said, like, yeah, I realize we should be running more. This isn't a perfect split. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just I don't have the fucking horses to run. Like, I have no one that can run.
But you know what's crazy is that I don't think he's talking about his running backs.
He's talking about
his fucking bozos that can't make holes.
Montgomery's a good running back. I mean, I don't know how great he could be, but he does not have any openings to actually make some space and make some moves.
I mean,
it's just a mess for him.
Montgomery, like the rookie?
Yeah.
You don't know what you got there, but he's not getting a good shot. I don't know if he's a good running back.
I think he could be. I really do.
He could be, absolutely.
But he doesn't have any openings to start it, right?
We'll never know if he's good.
I really do like that
guy.
They
do have a couple running backs that should be able to do well. But Nagy's like, I can't get anything going. Can't rely on the running.
Well, and if you dig yourself a hole, then you're throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And you got to get back into the game.
Yeah.
But Kyle Long down for the fourth year in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge blow for them.
It's huge.
And they haven't been able to give their quarterbacks time to throw.
No.
And they sure as hell can't block aggressively to open up holes for these guys. I mean, it's so difficult.
But
I mean, you could be a fucking genius as an OC head coach, and you still can't call plays that are going to work because a quarterback can't get rid of the ball in 0.8 seconds and you can't find creases in a line that can't make holes that gets pushed back on their heels.
I know. Well, I hate reading about like put Daniel back in. At least he's a game manager. There's no fucking like you don't need
what do you imagine?
You need a game to manage to be a game manager. You need like a balanced attack, a balanced offense in order to manage that.
Yeah.
Trubisky's just a dude in a shitty situation set up to fail.
But the other half of this, the league seems to be this year, there seems to be a lot more man coverage and a lot of blitzing. Like, they are pushing quarterbacks to the limit right now, right?
They're beating everyone.
I mean, Mahomes isn't beating guys on man. Like when you're looking at it going, holy shit, and I know man is a lot more tiring for a defense, but, I mean, right now, like, Trubisky and his receivers, they're not matching up against man coverage that well. So he's getting pressure. They stack the box because they're saying, screw it. Try and beat us with a pass. Just try and beat us. So the running game is like they need something to break that, and they just don't have it. And so teams, I mean, watching the Seahawks too, like the Ravens went man all fucking game. Like cover zero man often.
Oh,
and just bring in the whole
Seahawks
fucking
reference.
Thing.
Time to
I know.
Drink.
But
I've
just
had 48 drinks today.
but that's
is that pre-production? Is
yeah, totally. But that's a bit of the trend right now. You see the defense is saying, "Fuck it, just try and beat us."
Yeah,
and they've got the horses to play coverage.
Yeah, a lot of games this weekend. They
really
that
are
is exactly what was happening. Yeah. They're meeting them right there and just stopping everything and forcing them to make throws.
100%.
And there aren't a lot of guys apparently that can make throws and make you pay.
And you need receivers to get open fast, right? And so I mean, the offenses will adjust. They'll do a lot more rub routes and a lot more picks and stuff like that. But until that happens, I mean, it's a bit of a trend probably for the next couple of weeks. We're going to see a lot of this tight coverage, and then offenses will change their game plans and they'll probably break three. But it's interesting right now, and Chicago does not have those studs to get out of this cover zero press kind of stuff. They really don't, and then you can't run on that because literally you got eight guys in the box just pounding down on the O line. So they're in a tough spot right now.
And the crazy thing is that the Bears right now, in terms of turnover differential, are plus +4 on the season.
Yeah.
So the defense is doing their job.
Yeah, but you know the
they're
defense
giving
is
the ball.
Doing their job. I mean,
but here's some interesting information, is that, you know, you would
stats,
think that stats guy is going to come
you've
up
been,
with something.
Okay. Stats.
You've been so, stats.
Stats guy. So the Vikings are averaging 2.49 points per possession this season. Packers, 2.27. The Bears, 1.49. It's just not happening.
Is that good?
It's really not.
Okay. It's lower.
Right. Yeah. They're 30th others. In yeah. the league in yards. So it
Lions?
Doesn't matter.
What are the Lions at?
The efforting.
Okay. Efforting.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Who cares about the Lions?
I'll put that information in post.
It's weird you don't have it on hand.
Yeah,
I know. It's odd, right?
Okay.
So I just think the issue is that if you can't make it work on the O-line, if your big fat hogs can't do it, then fuck it. You
big
just can't make it work.
Makes for a long day, man.
It sure does.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
really does.
That defense is going to be wasted this year.
Yeah. It is a waste.
And it's too bad Trubisky's getting measured. Like, he's just getting killed.
Yeah, poor guy.
Killed.
Yeah, nobody can look good in that offense.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You just don't have an opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting if you took Trubisky and you threw him in, say, Dallas behind Dallas's offensive line, right? Or like, you know, one like classic offensive, like how about what Tom Brady gets in New England? Like, wouldn't that be interesting? See how he does there.
Yeah.
It's
maybe he'll get the chance. They'll ship him out of town, and some
how
team will pick
this?
Him. And
what if
they might though?
Yeah, they really like might. The reaction has not been favorable for old Mitchie.
Yeah, that's unfair though, and I think that's a lazy football fan's take. To look
I don't think people of importance are listening to it. I don't think
people of importance listen to this.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
So you don't think we influence the GMs of the world?
We?
Yeah.
We as in you and I?
Well, sure.
Well, no, I show up every week thinking that. That I am the difference
See,
maker.
That's the, he does that in lieu of pay.
Yeah.
I was told.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't have to accept
that's
paycheck.
In my contract. Pace listens to me. That's
Hell
the way
yeah.
it goes.
I was promised.
Okay, well, I will email this show to him again and
if
see
will.
If he listens.
Yeah.
Well,
no
just
response.
Just a small, he doesn't listen to the whole thing. Just these little clips.
Oh, no, just
these
little
gems.
Little pieces of advice.
Yeah, little
gems.
Exactly. Of course.
Yeah.
He's got half an hour to listen to this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does.
Guy's got, he's fact, driving that, into work. What's he doing? Right?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing. Yep, that's all he's doing. Just listen to shows like this.
Yep.
Trying to get an edge.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because you gotta sweep the dial, check all the avenues, you know.
Oh yeah.
Any good GM does that.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
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 Especially listen to the fan feedback.
100%.
It's important.
Yeah,
those
critical.
Callers.
Critical.
I think that's quite good. So all, Trubisky's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh yeah, he's done.
Next week.
He's
actually.
Done.
Next week.
Yeah. Kaepernick.
Oh God.
Here we go.
There we go.
Next week. Tune in next week.
Yeah. Exactly.
Second down.
Conspiracy. 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 Conspiracy.
Yesterday, Rick Goslin of Talk Fame Sports tweeted out that we're not all crazy. Throw it up, Clippy. Sitting at home, watching refs throw flag after flag after flag. NFL penalties are on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, the NFL average was 11.8 penalties per game. 5 years ago, it was 13.2. And this season, they're calling 14.9 penalties per game. Get rid of the clip or the thing, whatever. That's a 21% increase in penalties over 10 years. So what's happening?
I don't...
Are players getting sloppier? Coach?
No, they're coached well.
Are coaches getting lazier? Rookie?
No, coaches are the best.
That's right.
Love you, man.
No. This has all to do with money. And everyone in the NFL is in on it. Bloomberg estimates that the NFL earned around $15 billion during the 2018 regular season.
Damn.
Roughly half of that revenue is from television contracts. Okay, you with me so far?
No.
No.
Thank you. Okay, that $8 billion, let's round up a little bit,
of
is
course.
For 267 games played every season, which includes the playoffs. Get that off. Not yet. Jesus fucking Clippy.
You didn't coach him well enough.
No, I said put it up when I do it.
Do what?
The point.
The thing. The hand motion.
Okay. That includes 267 games, but probably not the Pro Bowl, because the Pro Bowl is garbage.
True.
Divide those 267 games into $8 billion, and you get about $30 million a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you
right?
Still on
again,
about
you learned something.
The movie?
Okay. Recently, the New York Times reported that on average, there are 20 ad breaks per game, meaning each ad break is worth $1.5 million.
Your thing's sideways.
Are you sideways?
Don't touch it.
No, you're right.
Okay,
good call.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
So
it's
what
fine.
Happens?
It's fine.
Guys, legitimate question. So what happens when the refs throw more flags?
It takes longer.
Thank you,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
You're brilliant.
Good job.
The game slow down.
Yeah.
So with a 21% increase in penalties,
yeah.
By my math, throw it up now, Clippy.
There's math?
That equals 1 to 2 more ad breaks per game, which at $2.25 million more per game over the course of the season, how much is that?
I have no idea.
400.
No, look at the screen.
Trillion.
73 cents.
$1,000.
$600 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
And Commissioner, get rid of it now. And Commissioner Roger Goodell has targeted $25 billion in revenue by 2027. And if half of that is TV revenue, then assume that these extra penalties will give the NFL an additional $1 billion in annual
what's
revenue.
What's the current year right now?
It's
2016?
20, for you?
Yeah.
It's 1988. 1994.
Right. So what
2019.
What I feel like my thing's falling off.
I know. They're reading your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, there. I feel better now.
So I want to.
Now I'm good. Now I want
to. This is what's happening. That's why the penalties are going up.
Right. I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Incontrovertible.
I'm thinking about doing my own show. All you guys do is just fucking agree. This is terrible.
Hey, it's in the script.
You know what?
I'm just reading from the teleprompter.
Well done.
So
you know what? You're getting a raise.
So what's the problem with this?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, the people are affected.
The people, that's right. The people. Yeah.
We, the people.
We, the people.
I worry about the people.
So you don't like ads?
No.
And you don't like ads?
I like the ads. I like ads.
Oh, so this benefits you.
And you don't like ads?
Who are you pointing at? The viewers or Clippy?
No, like Clippy. Okay, and you don't like ads?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Oh, come on.
Don't tell me you like them like this fucking bozo.
Yeah, this guy's a jerk.
You don't.
He just says that.
He loves them. Star Wars trailer tonight.
There's
what
that.
The hell?
Come on, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't hand
pick. You know what? The Super Bowl ads are pretty cool.
It's a good point.
Like, yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So a couple times it's okay.
You know what's amazing? Okay, by the way, if we're going to break this whole thing down, would you assume that it maybe costs like $250 million to make a Star Wars movie?
I would assume so, yes.
Okay. Based on these extra 3 penalty flags thrown a game, the NFL could make 4 Star Wars movies a year.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, you know what?
Mm. More penalties! Did I just blow your mind?
More penalties!
Exactly!
I'm not even halfway there. I'm not even halfway there yet.
Throw those flags! And more reviews? We should review every penalty.
I agree. Well, why do you think pass interference is reviewable
every time,
now?
Right? Every time you
spend
review a penalty.
We should review hands to the face.
Oh, God, yeah.
Clearly, we should review hands to the face.
Because you know that every time there's a commercial break, some awesome CGI scene has been added to your movie.
See?
And you're like, yes! This one's going to be so good!
That's why it's happening, people.
I like this.
So get used to more penalties. I assume by 2027, there'll probably be about 30 penalty flags per game.
And the game will be like
4 hours. Trilogies of Star Wars.
No, no. 8. Trilogies.
Why 8?
Because I forecasted more penalty flags being thrown, not the consistent rate that it's at right now.
Keep up.
Jesus.
I don't know what math is.
I know. You never passed fucking algebra 12.
What's algebra?
We have a record to announce. Throw it up, Clippy. Record breaker.
Record breaker.
We were going to put a sound effect in again, but our software wouldn't allow us.
Clippy, you got the soundtrack?
We have a record
of the
week.
Clippy.
Record of the week.
Record breaker.
Clippy.
Record breaker!
Record breaker!
Record breaker!
And it's supposed to shake! Beep, beep, beep. Clippy, it's supposed to here, shake! I'll just... Why won't you make it shake? Fucking disappointing.
I'm shaking.
Okay. Oh, every week, we'll bring you a record that no one is really talking about that was set in the NFL. This week's record breaker goes to Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, as the fastest player ever to throw for 40,000 yards.
To his own team?
Yes. Well, there's about 6,000 or 7,000 of the other team. So in just 9 years, Stafford has thrown for a dump truck of yards.
Dump truck.
And if you go by the new era of how quarterbacks are lasting in this.
Right.
At just 31, he'll probably finish with what?
80,000
yards. 150,000
yards.
You're like, coach, 150,000.
150,000.
Yes.
I had said 215.
And $2 billion.
Yes.
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 That's what's happening.
And that's just to the defense.
Isn't that incredible?
I know.
I'm just, so congrats, Matt.
Yay.
Yeah. I'm excited for him.
I'm happy for him.
Do you think he'd get rid of any of that for like maybe like a playoff win?
No, it's not his style.
It's not his style. More,
that's not
it's
who
even
he is.
More amazing that he's
how many
run,
yards would he have?
He's ran for under 100.
Imagine
that's
if he
true.
Played
that's
in
amazing.
The playoffs. How much farther he'd be?
That'd be exciting. Hey, do you think these drinks taste any better on the moon?
Well, let's maybe. Try. Let's see.
Nope, they don't. They're just as awful. Mm. In fact, the cream rises.
It's going through my nose.
Oh, barkeep.
Look at that.
God,
keep complaining.
What?
Next.
See, that's just it. We're being punked.
That's it.
You're just punking us. That's all you're doing.
We love
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
We love you, barkeep.
Fucking
we love
crazy.
You.
All right. You know what? Let's get off the moon
There's
here.
There's a lot of emojis there, too. In
a lot of
chat
emojis.
Room.
It's like my mom's on
Who's
here.
Who's Allison?
Let's
Ray
go to third down.
Third down.
You like it.
It is getting.
Although, you know what?
I gotta be honest. It is getting.
I'm almost
better.
Done. How you doing, Rook?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, feel really good. I've had very little of it, so
it's almost.
Great.
It's all just curdles right now.
Yeah,
that's like I'm having cream cheese or something.
That's just it. I think it's like drinking cat urine. You get used to it over time.
Because we know what that's
time.
Like. Remember that night?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hell of a night, Coach. All right, tonight on What the Fuck.
Jesus.
We're looking at some teams that have really hit the skids after making it to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the Broncos, the Eagles, and, sorry, Angie, the Falcons.
Yeah.
They just stink.
They do.
And it got me thinking, what do they all have in common?
Two of them are birds. One's a horse.
Yeah, see, that's...
They're all animals.
Yeah.
All animals.
Yeah, see, that's why you guys come here for this insight.
They all play football.
Yes. So I've come up with one stat that you should be paying attention to if you want to see if your team is going to go deep into the playoffs or stink up the joint like
my
team is. Would you like to know what that is?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Should we just move to the next segment?
Yeah. What is next? Yeah, I want to go to the next one.
Yeah, this one looks bad.
That stat is turnover differential.
Dun,
Clippy, let's throw up the first stat here, okay? Now, I want you to check this out. The Broncos and the Panthers played in Super Bowl 50, right? During that year, okay? Broncos had a +4 differential, and the Panthers had a +11 differential.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
What you may remember is that after that, the Broncos and the Panthers went through a bit of a slide.
They struggled.
Correct?
They struggled.
I don't have that up here, but after the Panthers made it to the Super Bowl, their differential was in the minuses year after year after year. Now, if you look at 2019, the Broncos suck shit. They're -3, yep. And the Panthers are absolutely rocking it, and they're +6 in differential.
That's the Cam Newton.
Kyle
effect.
Allen.
Thank
Kyle
you.
Allen
Let's take Atlanta. 2016, made it to the Super Bowl. Thank you for not winning that. They were +11 in that differential, and this year, at this point in the season, they're at a -8.
That's good?
No, it's bad. It's quite bad.
Okay.
In fact, it's horrific.
Minus bad.
Okay. It's horrific.
Minus bad.
How about Philadelphia when they beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? Thank you, Atlanta. Are you listening? They were +11 in differential, but in 2019, they're -2. Don't expect great things here. And how about the Packers? Now, As we talk about the Packers, everybody knows that Aaron Rodgers doesn't really throw interceptions anyways. But in 2017, it was a -3 differential. So they were still coughing up the ball more than they were getting it. This year, at 6-1, they're +6. Okay? Now,
go Pack.
Going through these stats, I found two teams, both in the AFC North. Both have bad records, but one is going to excel, and the other one is most likely going to have a shit season. Can you tell me who?
Well, so is that's the Ravens, Browns, Steelers.
Bengals.
Some other team.
Alabama, right?
Crimson Tide.
I'm going to take a flyer.
Who's good and who's bad?
Who's good and who's bad? Well,
Bengals bad. Ravens.
Bengals
good.
Bad.
Bengals bad.
Let me guess. Good. Bengals bad. That's my flyer.
Bengals yes. Good
bad.
Call.
Yes. Raven.
Okay.
Good.
Throw it up here, Clippy. Jesus, Clippy. What are you? Are you
Fuck,
on break?
He's so slow.
Okay. Here we go.
So
get
slow.
Rid of the fucking comments. I can't see anything. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's great. We got a lot of comments. We get it.
Yeah,
everyone likes
everyone
us.
Gets
we
it.
Get
yeah.
it.
Everyone no hates one. The drink. We understand. Okay, here we go. Pittsburgh at 2-4, same as the Browns, are +7 in
Ooh.
Differential, which I
but
believe
they're 2-4.
Means.
Four.
Doesn't matter. They're going to turn it around.
No, it means they're so bad they can win the turnover.
No, the Browns are -6, which means that expect the Steelers to rise and expect the Browns
both
to continue
teams
to kind of
2-4. You're saying one is going to make the playoffs and one is.
I am.
See, I'd actually
I think Pittsburgh's going to make the playoffs. I'm calling it right now.
I want to be Cleveland.
Is this
because I'm losing the turnovers and I'm actually still winning a couple of games where Pittsburgh's winning the turnover battle and actually still losing a bunch of games?
You're so small time.
No, this
your
is
your brain
this
is so
yeah.
small.
No, you're small time.
You're like a
that's why you never
like
made it
dinosaur.
To the bigs. This is what you're preaching. Turn the ball over, kids. Doesn't what? Matter.
But if they fix that, then
the only
start
stat
winning
that
games.
Matters is wins, kids.
Some turnovers are pretty random at times.
Oh my God, you're killing me. Okay, keep the stat up. Okay, let's look at some other teams out here. Buffalo, which is, let's be honest, a surprise 5-1 at this point.
Whoa!
Now
whoa,
you're
whoa,
saying
whoa,
that they are poised.
Whoa!
Thank you. Now, and if you're
probably
thinking
right.
that they're going to take the crown from New England this year, fat chance. It's not going to happen because New England's +9 in differential,
tops in the
and
league,
the Bills
right?
are -1.
Are New
but
England they, tops in the league? Is +9 the mark?
Plus
the
nine
Bills are winning
is
this
the mark.
Despite doing poorly.
I know. What's that?
The Bills are winning despite doing poorly with turnovers. If they start
what
doing better.
What don't you understand about
Jesus
this?
Jesus Christ.
But he's
it's
trying
like
to, he's trying
to
use
infant.
He's trying to use a lagging indicator to predict future performance. And I think it's bullshit. I think you just look at what it is right now. You've got Pittsburgh at +7 and a bad record. You got Cleveland at -6 and the same record. Cleveland's the better team. They're doing better despite. Bite not getting turnovers.
We went over this in rehearsal.
I know, but I'm changing my mind.
You've known about this for 23
yes,
minutes.
Exactly. Sorry, Angie. I know.
You showed up late.
Here's the thing. If you want to look at teams that you think that their record isn't necessarily reflective
right?
of their play,
right?
And everybody right now is saying the Bills might be playing over their heads, okay? Yeah. I am saying that they might be playing over their heads. Guys, they almost fucking lost to Miami on
they
Sunday.
Were just they played their second
No,
the whole
they
game.
Didn't fucking toy
no,
with them. They had to have a spectacular fourth quarter to win that game. And it's because of the differential in turnovers. If you're looking at a team like Detroit.
Your voice is going.
I know, because I'm
sounds,
sick of yelling
it
at
sounds
you.
Sounds terrible.
Fuck. Here's the thing. Yeah, I'd love. Yeah, it's a good point. I'll have a beer. Thanks, Clippy. First
Actually,
good thing
wow.
you've done tonight.
Would you like some more cream in that beer?
Yeah. Would you, yeah
oh, here we go. The barkeep. 6 turnovers. We're in one game for the Bills. Oh, there we go. You served us cream in a fucking drink. They're going to listen to you? God. We'd fire you if we were paying.
Hey, you know what? That guy knows his shit.
What does he know?
He knows his shit.
Well, I got to admit, it is getting better. Now.
The more you drink, the better it gets.
That's fine. Now, look at San Francisco. They're 6-0. But everybody thinks at this point. What? If you're being honest, it's not going to last.
Well, they're kind of looking pretty good, though.
Thank you. It's not going to last because they're only +2 in differential. That's the way it goes.
You and your lagging indicators.
It's just the way it is.
Bullshit.
No, you That's have to bullshit. Look at you have to look at past history as an indicator. It's like behavior. It's like when we put out a movie reference and we ask you and you don't know shit. It's a reflection of what you're going to do in the future. You don't know shit.
Okay, that one works.
Exactly.
That
one does work. Thank
but
you.
I'm not sure yeah. what this one.
Good.
Yeah.
Fuck. Again, it's like trying to explain math to a raccoon. I don't know what I'm doing.
A really wily raccoon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm extremely wily.
One with a mouth full of a diaper and some lettuce and
some kibble.
Some cat food. He'll eat that.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of moisture in a diaper. Let's be honest.
Why are we doing this? Why do we even do this show?
Because it's fun.
You show up, you drink creamy fucking bourbon. Why?
Oh, look,
would you serve creamy bourbon?
If you read the recipe, you should only have put half an ounce of cream in.
We put half an ounce.
We did half an ounce, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I tried to put more bourbon in. Are you telling me that you actually sat at home and made one of these things with your bronchitis? I think this is awesome.
I think we should put a nipple on this one.
Yeah, I agree, too.
Yeah.
Might put my kids to bed.
I think if you put a little simple syrup in it, it'd be delicious.
I think so, too.
I think it'd be great.
If you read the rest... Okay, we just said that.
We only get one tweet a
show. He tuned out.
Okay. Yeah, he's out.
Good stuff.
He has signed out.
Okay. Are we clear? Get rid of the fucking thing. Nobody can see us.
It needs to be on us.
Yeah, exactly.
We are the show.
These are the stars, Clippy. What are you, the star with your fucking stats? Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Why is he even here?
He's barely ever here.
Now the sound's
off.
It's
a warm place to sit for an hour and a half.
He does get free beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Last time we hire a producer from a bus stop.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
Okay. Are we ready for next segment? Because I think we've exhausted this. I think I made my point.
I think we should hurry to the next segment. We got to get up and go.
This is the worst show.
We need to run away from this last
The worst show
one.
Ever.
I would argue it's probably the second worst.
Steelers making the playoffs. Enough. Browns not making the playoffs. Heard it here first.
Yes.
Bill Raccoon.
Lagging indicator.
By the way, don't be surprised if the Steelers sneak in as the first wild card and the Bills are the second wild card.
The dumbest thing you've ever said.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll return right after this quick message.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alec Lifshitz, a.k.a. Trey Busy, and I'm here to have a conversation with you guys about mental health. A lot of times in our communities, we don't talk about mental health enough, and it goes under the radar as a reoccurring issue. So I took the liberty to create the Let's Talk It Out podcast. This podcast was created to break the silence on mental health issues and to give a voice to those suffering. I have conversations with professionals in the mental health field as well as those who are suffering, and we break down different ways to stump stigmas and ways to cope with mental health conditions. The show is broadcasted live every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Mixlr.com/LTIO podcast. That's Mixlr.com/LTIO podcast. If you can't make the live recording of the podcast, then you can find the podcast available to you on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Give the podcast a follow on Twitter and Instagram at LTIO Podcast on both platforms. Thank you, and I look forward to talking to you guys in the future.
We now return to our program.
With that said, let's move on to the next one.
Fourth down.
Ooh, Ryan. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, fun.
Over here, Adam. Over here.
Who wore it better?
Tonight, and who wore it better? We're looking at a trend that is destroying NFL teams from the inside out. So far, it has taken down the Eagles, Bears, Falcons, and Raiders. Once proud franchises, now reduced to laughing stocks in the NFL. Woo! Here's a quick visual of four coaches.
Coaches.
Shit.
Couches.
Couches.
Here's four couches.
These four coaches from these respective teams. Throw it up, Clippy. Now, folks, can you tell me what's wrong with this image? What do they all have in common?
They're all wearing visors.
They're all white males.
Yeah. That's true. Facial hair? No.
All right, take it down, Clippy. Hair. Correct. They're all white men. I'm kidding.
So here are three other white men to tell you why that's bad.
Fuck the Rooney Rule.
They're all visor wearers.
Yes!
They were all seen as saviors of their teams when they came in.
Because of the
visors? And they can't coach anymore. So I think that the visor is an outdated piece of fashion paraphernalia now. Yeah, you're going to wear this one, coach. I think it's useless, and you should get rid of it. Get serious about your career. Get rid of this fucking visor. Leave it in golf, and leave the baseball hats to all of us. Get rid of it. We don't need it. I'd like to hear your response.
Yeah.
Right?
Good. It's in the script. Good. Yeah, good. I appreciate that.
I think Coach wears the visor well.
Thank you.
So does Matt Nagy. Well.
And you don't think I want to support well.
A thank you.
You don't think I want to support a bald guy that wears a visor? I'm totally in favor
You're
of it.
You're jealous.
Of
you
course
don't
I'm
own
jealous.
A visor.
He rocks that visor.
You can't just go buy a visor anywhere.
No.
Do you know why you wear a visor?
Why?
Because you still have hair and you can show it off still. While keeping the sun off.
Look at Nagy.
Nagy does it.
Look at Nagy.
Listen?
Nagy shaves his head, though.
That didn't quite work.
Yeah, he shaves his head. Thank you.
He has
good save.
A full,
good
he
save.
Has a full head of hair.
That's a good point.
Gorgeous hair, Nagy does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Gorgeous hair.
I like the visor. It has a sense of je ne sais quoi.
Visor makes
Do
a lot of
sense.
Do
you think that somehow wearing the visor is clinging to a bygone era? They're not able to evolve. Lord knows you haven't been able to evolve, Coach, so you're hanging on to the visor. Does that mean that these guys can't be innovative anymore because they're stuck in a fashion tone from 2017?
Clippy, can you throw them up again?
17.
Who are these guys? Who are these guys?
Let's see.
Gruden, yes.
Peterson, yes.
Who's the top left guy?
Nagy, no.
Dirk
See,
Cotter.
Nagy's the outlier
Dirk
here.
Cotter.
Nagy's the outlier
he
here.
He's the OC in Atlanta.
I was going to say, yeah.
I would. Your theory checks out except for Nagy. Is Nagy just, has he caught on? Is he ahead? He's caught on and he's blending in. He's throwing everyone.
No, the Bears are 3-3. They're playing terrible on offense.
Yeah, but Nagy's, well, last year the team was
That's
prolific.
My point.
Okay, so a
Peterson
year is
wins
outdated?
The Super Bowl. Yes!
Oh, so something so that happened a
day.
Year ago
yes.
is outdated.
Because we know fashion
yes.
follows seasons.
Thank you.
Actually,
let alone
that's
years.
A good point.
It's true.
That's
so if he's 2 years away, he's like 100 seasons gone.
It's like no white pants Roughly. After Labor Day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like no feathered
I know you're
masks.
Just finding that out. Stop but yeah. Okay. Are we good? I think I've made a point here. Thank
you.
Goodness.
What was your point?
I don't
Visors
know.
Are...
Stats guy has a roofie in his drink. Possibly. Possibly. Thanks,
Ben. Can you share that?
Could
I may just stop talking soon.
You don't have the visor for the rest of the show. He threw that.
I know.
It's actually good.
Good arm, by the
it's
way.
It's in the fireplace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It went through the drywall.
If you were any kind of a coach, you'd offer me a tryout. That puts a wrap on this episode. Thanks to our barkeep for a beguiling and barfy midnight cowboy cocktail. Thanks, partner. If you'd like to see or hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com. They're all there.
Yeah, they are.
And coaches in every fucking one.
I know, and they're awful.
Thanks for tuning in.
Awful.
See you next Monday at 8 Eastern.
Hey, we love you guys.
On the Big Play Sports Network.
I think it's coming to you, but we
I got one
we love you guys.
Bit left
we love
here.
You guys.